You're listening to a podcast from Victory. God values family, and so should we. Know how God calls us to valuing our families in week 5 of our series, Radical.
Today we're ending our Radical series, and for the last 5 weeks, we're discussing our core values, those that are very important to us. And today we'll look at we value family. Family is something that we value in our movement. Ibig sabihin, 1984 pa, kahit na panay singles pa lang yung estudyante pa lang yung Victory, Pastor Steve was very deliberate about wanting to build this with families in mind. Okay, when we talk about family in our core values, we're not talking about spiritual family. We're talking about blood family. We're talking about our parents. We're talking about siblings. We're talking about our first family. And those are very important, our wife, our kids. Now, and why do we put some emphasis on family as our core? When Pastor Steve planted the church here in 1984, when he stayed, and there were only around about 150 people attending Victory, he went all around Manila during the 80s and interviewed some mega church pastors about their ministry and why they're growing. During one of the interviews na pinaunlakan si Pastor Steve, the pastor said, Pastor Steve was saying, because the church was so big, there were no chairs. You have to stand up the whole time for 2 hours because chairs would limit the growth. And so they took out all the chairs, and Pastor Steve was able to interview this pastor, and he asked the pastor, what is the secret to the growth of your church? The pastor looks at him and tells Pastor Steve, are you willing to pay the price? And Pastor Steve said, what's the price? And the pastor looks at him and says, the reason there's been tremendous growth in my church is because I paid the price with my family. I no longer have my family with me. And when Pastor Steve heard that, he was so shocked to hear it from a pastor who was pastoring a growing church, but he lost his family in the process. And so he went back and he said, I don't want to build a church where in the process I would lose the very people dear to me, because family is something that we'll value. He again interviewed another pastor on the same season. He was going out and wanting to learn from other pastors. And he said, Pastor Steve, I noticed that in your church, I don't see a lot of kids. Where are the kids? And the pastor said, you know, we don't have Sunday school or kids' church because in our culture as Filipinos, families have yayas. So I tell the adults not to bring their kids in church, but to let them stay at home with their yayas. And so parang sobrang lakas ng impact kay Pastor Steve nun. He said, we're never going to build a church without any kids' church. You know, when we planted this church 2007, and ever since, noon na sa Victory ako, there are camps like Me and My Dad camp, you know, where we value having dads having time with their kids because we value family. We want dads to play a major role in the life of their kids. We want moms to be present and dads to have strong marriages. That's why we have marriage prep seminar. We have marriage seminars. We have parenting seminars. Why? Because we value family. We want family to be of utmost importance to us as Christians. When we planted the church in 2007, November, dapat po, it wasn't supposed to even be November 2007. We were supposed to plant this at around July, but we couldn't push through with planting the church here in Green Hills because the place that we were eyeing had no room for kids. And we made a decision, and it was a clear decision. When there's no kids facility, there's going to be no church in Green Hills. It was that important. How many kids did we have the first time around? Maybe 50? But we hold on to not having a church because there was no kids' church facility. So when we were able to close a deal with our good friend Ronald McDonald, all right, and we started in Music Museum November 2007, we would rent McDonald's every Sunday, all right, and McDo and Grimes would preach the gospel to our kids with French fries and burgers. Sino sa inyo naabutan niyo yun? Music Museum Days. Right? Sino dito na sa Music Museum kayo noon, nung nag-start tayo? 2007, 2008. Look around you. Only around less than 5%. You see? This is different crowd already. We started with only around 400 people in Music Museum. But we said, we will not plant a church without a kids' church facility. After 10 months, we were able to close a deal with Promenade. And we have a kids' church facility in Promenade. And here's how Sunday goes. You go to church, service is 3 and 5. So, kung 3 p.m. ang church, you need to be in Green Hills at around 10 a.m. to find a parking space. No? So, you're finding a parking space with your family, right? And then, once you park, you bring your kids to Promenade, right? You go up, second floor. Ours was third floor, the only third floor in Promenade. Maliit na ano yan, Mac office siya ngayon, no? Yung akit ka ng stairs na pag-anon, paakit doon, parang Batcave na nasa taas, no? So, you don't even know there's a kids' church there. And you have to drop off your kids there, walk 5 to 8 minutes to Music Museum, depending on your age, right? And once you reach Music Museum, you have to go up the heavenly stairs, all right? Okay? And then go up, and then go inside Music Museum. Now, during worship, if you have a kid who's crying in Promenade, we have a walkie-talkie.
Parents of Faith Bamba, Lizette Bamba, please proceed to ano.
So, mga kasulat, habang nag-worship, Lizette Bamba, attention, nagwawala anak mo. Parang ganun, no? Something like that. So, Lizette, who is worshiping in Music Museum, has to stop worshiping for the sake of God's people. All right? Go down and go 8 minutes to Promenade to get her kid to say, tama na, wag ka nang iyak. Okay, magna-nuggets tayo mamaya. Okay? After nun, babalik si Lizette, tapos na ang worship service. Grabe! But we would do whatever it takes because we value family. And so when we had this place, we had to say, we can't get V-Mall without a kids' church facility. Ito yung picture natin sa Promenade. This was our children's church. The whole children's church is as big as this stage. Or 3/4 of this stage. All of them would fit there. All right? And ganon tayo nagsimula. Okay, napakaliit nung children's church natin. Tapos yung kids' church natin was around 60 square. We're 7 to 12 years old, 60 by 70 square. And we had to fit there. You remember pictures like this? All right, where they would worship. Nandyan na lahat. Victory weekend, lahat nandyan. Prayer meetings natin, kainan, birthday, New Year, Valentine's. Dyan nangyari lahat. Everything happened there and we were just renting Music Museum. But it was very clear. We can't start something without kids. And that's why we value family. We want to have a church wherein families can bring their entire families to church and experience God. You know, if you're a parent here, you go home tonight, you ask your kids, what did you learn? They would have assignments, they would have papers, and you could actually discuss it with them. They know we have trained kids' church teachers who would help your kids know Jesus. Why? We value family. And that's why the movement, God has blessed our church because kids are not just loitering around. Kids are not side issue. This is a family church. We want every member of the family coming here. Kaya tayo kumuha ng light box off. Office dyan para may preteens tayo na ngayon punong-puno na rin. And walang solusyon, no? And we have to take more space. That's why we're praying that the whole area here, please pray that the whole area here would be ours. Don't pray that they'll close. Just transfer. Alright? So, please, so that we can get more space for our people. Because it's a family church. We value family. And we're radical about having families in church. Now, the question is why? Because if you look at the Bible, in the eyes of God, this is how God looks at our life. In Genesis 11, verse 27, talks about Terah, the father of Abraham. He says, this is the account of Terah's family line. Terah became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran became the father of Lot. Sabi sa Bible, ito po ang buhay ni Terah. And then speaks about Terah in 6 verses and then 6 chapters on Abraham. Never talked about Terah again. Right? In another one, Genesis 25:19, this is the account of the family line of Abraham's son, Isaac. He says, this is the life of Isaac. He talks about Isaac in 1 verse. And after that, what happens next? 11 chapters on Jacob and Esau. In Genesis 37, verse 2, this is the account of Jacob's family line. Okay? No more mention of Jacob and 9 chapters on his son, Joseph. What does that mean? Sa mata ni Lord, pag sinabi mong, ito ang buhay ni Dennis, yun na yun. Period na kay Dennis, ang pag-uusapan na ngayon is ang buhay ni Aliana, ni Mika, at saka ni Isaiah. Ibig sabihin, ang buhay ko is reflected on the life of my kids, and that is how God looks at the account of our life. He says, this is the life of Jacob, and never talks about Jacob. He starts talking about Joseph. Ibig sabihin, pag sinabi, this is the life of Pastor Lee Concepcion and Gigi Concepcion. God would not say, you know, Lee is a 2-time Olympian swimmer who represented the Philippines. No, it wouldn't even mention that. Or Gigi is a former Eli Lilly executive who took a sacrificial role and started working. It won't even mention that. It would start to mention about Daniel, about Ian, about Sab, Andrew, and Luke. Right? Not in order. Hindi ko rin memorize yung order sa sobrang dami. Right? You won't even hear any achievements of Lee and Gigi. God takes into account the life of their sons and daughter and says, this is the life of Lee and this is the life of Gigi. Ganon si Lord tumingin. And that's why we value family. So don't get so caught up in building your own life now, forgetting the people that matters the most in the eyes of God, which is our kids. Dahil ang buhay natin, hindi yan. Pagka namatay ka, this is the account of whoever, whatever your name is, it won't go and list down your achievements. That's how the world would look at you. But God looks at you through generational lines and say, oh, he's been a father to this, and this is the life of the firstborn, the second, and the third, and the fourth. Ganon si Lord tumingin. Tindi ni Lord, no? Ibang klase tumingin. We live for the next generations. Our lives are reflected in our kids. Ibig sabihin, our life does not end with us. It goes on with the life of our children and even our grandchildren. Kaya nga sabi sa Bible, di ba? The righteous man will leave an inheritance for his children's children. Multi-generational tumingin si Lord. Hindi sa buhay lang natin. Kung actually, tumitingin siya sa buhay ng mga anak natin. At yun ang buhay natin. In Hebrews 11:7, we'll talk about two fathers today. Okay? In Hebrews 11:7, it says, by faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. By this, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Now, we look at this verse, Hebrews 11:7, and this is our main text. I want us to look first on the first line. It says, by faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen. Okay, napanood nyo naman yung moving, sino nanood ng Moving Noah ni Russell Crowe? Okay. Alam nyo ba na yung Noah ni Russell Crowe, mas malapit pa yung depiction ni Steve Carell sa Evan Almighty kaysa kay Russell Crowe, no? Alam nyo naman yun, no? Alright. Ang dami, maybe around 80% of the Noah film is not in the Bible. Alright? So, baka yung iba, ah, ganun ba? Okay. Kasi akala nyo may rock people talaga na tumulong sa kanya. It's not, okay? So, it's not biblical. Right? So, mas biblical pa yung kay Evan Almighty, no? Though hindi rin biblical yun, no? So, but magbasa na lang kayo ng Bible in short. Alright? The Hebrews talks about, after thousands of years later, it is by faith that Noah built an ark when he was warned of things not yet seen. The rain, the ark. Noah had no idea what an ark is or what a rain is. And he started building it by faith. Right? And God gave him the details on how to build the ark. when warned, and I think that's a word for us today, it was a warning that Noah responded. Now, our preaching today won't be funny or cheesy. It's a warning, right? And the reason we have preachings like this is because, first of all, only your barbero wouldn't even talk to you about these things, won't warn you about these things. Your coach or your son's coach won't warn you about these things. Your dentist won't do it. Your doctor won't do it. But your pastors would. We're paid to do this, to warn you. We love you so much that we want to warn you out of love of things not yet seen, right? Tandaan nyo, if we don't value our family, you will see things in your family that are not yet seen now. And I'm talking to younger couples and singles today. If you don't value family now, blood family now, you would start to see things happen, not now, but in the future. You'll be surprised 10, 15 years from now. Huy, ba't naging ganun anak ko? Huy, anong nangyari? Ba't nagkaganon? When you don't value family, things start to get messed up. Right? And that's why we've been preaching about valuing family, valuing marriage. And it's a warning. I'm not saying you're in there. It's a warning for us. Don't go there. Don't go that route, please. And Noah responded in fear and says, I'm going to do something about it. Even though it was crazy. You see, many lose their family as they attempt to save the world or start a career, build an empire or a name for themselves. Noah saved the world by saving his family. Galing, no? A lot of us today, when we try to save the world, we lose our family in the process. Noah, it was different. Noah saved the world by saving his family. Now, how did Noah save family and the world at the same time? When Noah was warned about this, he responded in fear and constructed an ark. Okay. Now, Noah built the ark for 120 years. Imagine that. 120 years. Tagal! Grabe. Kasi wala yung mga rockman na tumulong sa kanya, kundi mga 30 years lang yun. No? 120 years building that ark. Siguro yung batang pinagtatawanan siya, namatay na tumatawa pa rin. Tito Noah, nakakatawa kayo. Ano yung ginaya? Anong ark? Anong... Patay na. And he was still building the ark. What does that mean? The world might think it's crazy for you to be a success at home, right? And success in the workplace at the same time. We've seen famous people saying you can't balance both. One needs to go. Most of the time, we sacrifice family in the altar of success. We sacrifice family in the altar of ministry. But you know what? Noah was able to do both. How was he able to do it? We'll look at that today. Fathers, remember this before we start. Only you can be the father of your household. Mothers, only you can be the mother of your household. Children, only you can be the children of your parents. Ibig sabihin may role tayo lahat dito. Hindi mo pwede lahat turo kay tatay. Though, maraming persyento kay tatay. But not all is dads. We're kids, we're Christian kids. We have a role to play. Moms, we have roles to play also. In Hebrews 11:7, in the second verse, it says, by this he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Right? Sabi dito, na si Noah daw, heir of righteousness. Okay? And that's a key word for us today. Because if you look in 2 Peter 2, verse 4 to 7, hindi lang si Noah yung pinag-usapan, kundi may isa pang tatay. Let's go to verse 5. If he did not spare the ancient world when he brought the flood on its ungodly people, but protected Noah, a preacher of righteousness, and seven others, right? God chose Noah, a preacher of righteousness. He was righteous. he was chosen, and then he was made righteous. Verse 6, if he condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah by burning them to ashes and made them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly, and if he rescued Lot, a righteous man who was distressed by the depraved conduct of the lawless. Ibig sabihin, dalawang tatay, si Noah, who was a preacher of righteousness, and Lot, who was righteous. Right? Two dads who were righteous, but two dads who had different families. One had a family that he saved. The other one, he couldn't save. But they were both Christians. They were both righteous. What does that mean? You could be righteous, but that doesn't automatically mean that all your kids or your family will be righteous or walk in righteousness. Pwedeng nandito tayo, nakikinig tayo sa same message, parehas kayong Kristiyano, na tatay o nanay o anak, but you go home and it will be different for both of us. Because one would move in the other's spirit and the other would move in the other. And that's what we want to look at today. Lot and Noah were mentioned as righteous. Right? Now let's look at Lot first. The first dad, si Lot. Okay? Sabi sa Genesis 19:1, the two angels arrived at Sodom in the evening and Lot was sitting in the gateway of the city. When he saw them, he got up to meet them and bowed down his face to the ground. See, Lot was actually, when you say in the Bible, sitting in the gateway, ibig sabihin, si Lot was respected in the city. Either konsehal siya or mayor or something like that. Okay? He was in the council of the elders. He was respected by the people of the city. He was successful in the eyes of the world. That was Lot. That was how he was mentioned in Genesis 19. And then if you move on, a few more verses down, 13 verses down. So the angel said, God will destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Tell your family and save them. So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law who were pledged to be married to Mary's daughters. He said, hurry, get up. Get out of this place because the Lord is about to destroy the city. But his sons-in-law thought he was what? Joking. There was an important message from God, and when he went to his family thought he was a joke. Pinagtawanan lang siya. Joke ba yan? Naya naman ako sa'yo. Parang gano'n. Right? You know, they thought he was a joke. He wasn't taken seriously in the home. He was respected by the people who knew him the least and was dishonored by people who knew him the most. May kilala ba kayong ganon? Sa labas, ang ganda ng image. Pag-uwi ng bahay, ibang animal. Not respected at home. Yung sa malayo, parang gwapo ah. Palapit ka ng palapit. Ay, joke. Ganon yon. Ang ganda ng branding mo. Instagram ka ng Instagram, sineselfie mo, giving money to my wife for parlor. Diba? Ina-announce mo lahat ng magagandang ginagawa mo. Pero sa loob, pinagtatawa na ka kasi alam ng pamilya mo, kalokohan lahat. Image lang lahat. That was Lot. He was respected in the city gates, but he was a joke at home. Nobody respected him. And you'll learn more later about his story. Now, why is this? We'll look at some of the clues that the Bible gives us. Number one, we'll see that Lot had a very weak relationship with the Lord. Right? As the father of the house, he had a weak relationship with the Lord. In Genesis 12, verse 4, so Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Right? So, every time in Scripture, si Abraham nakakarinig kay Lord, at si Abraham nag-o-obey, ang response lagi ni Lot, sama ako. Right? He would never hear from God, he would never have a talk with God, he'll just always go with Abraham. Right? In another verse, chapter 13, Abraham went up from Egypt to Negev with his wife and everything he had, and Lot went with him. So where Abraham goes, he goes. Now, this is good. In discipleship, this is good. Diba? Nagsimula ako, ganun eh. Diba? Hindi ko pa alam paano mag-grow kay Lord. Sabay-sabay lang ako. Diba? Tinitingnan ko lang anong ginagawa nila. Oh, sama ako. Disciple mo ako. Diba? Ganon. But it has come, you have to come to a point where you're not following men and you're following God. Right? And Lot never crossed that line. Lot was always saying, ah, kay Abraham na ako. Dito, bless ako eh. Bless ako eh. And later, makita mo, magkakaproblema siya dahil sunod lang, sunod siya na sunod sa tao, hindi siya sumusunod sa Diyos. He had a weak relationship with the Lord. Parang, siguro lagi niya sinasabi kay Abraham, quiet time mo naman ako. Pray mo naman. Mabless tayo. Diba? Sama lang ako sa'yo. Kaya mo yan, boss. Diba? Ganon. He was always with Abraham, but he never had his own strong relationship with the Lord. You have to stop hearing from the crowd and start hearing and obeying God. Second, we see that Lot had wrong priorities. In Genesis 13, background lang, bago nitong away na to, sobrang blessed sila ni Lord. Abraham was so blessed, Lot was so blessed, their cattle were full. It came to a point, naghahalo-halo na yung kambing nila at saka yung cattle nila. And so, the herdsmen of Abraham and Lot were saying, "Oy, kabayo ko yan, no? Kambing ko yan. Hindi, akin yun, hindi, ganyan." Away siya. So sabi ni Lot, kailangan natin maghiwalay. So Abraham said, "Okay, here's what we do. You make a decision. Where do you want to go?" And so, Lot chose for himself the whole plain of the Jordan and set out toward the east. The two men parted company. Abraham lived in the land of Canaan, while Lot lived among the cities of the plain and pitched his tents near Sodom. Now the people of Sodom were wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord. What does that mean? Nag-research si Lot. Sabi ni Lot, "Uy, pera doon." Gumawa siya ng decision based on financial research, but never actually thinking about the moral and spiritual implications of the decision. Basta sa kanya, "Ay, mas okay dyan. May pera dyan." Dinala niya yung buong pamilya niya doon kahit na malapit sa Sodom, which was very wicked. And they were sinning greatly against the Lord. Sabi niya, dito tayo lahat. Iba yung na-expose yung anak mo. Iba yung ikaw nag-expose eh. Di ba? Iba yung, "Tara, tara, dito tayo, malapit sa kasalanan. Ikaw pa nag-lead eh." Di ba? Mas maraming pera dito. Giginhawa tayo. Tiis lang tayo ilang taon, tapos balik tayo kung saan may Lord. Parang ganun ginawa nila. He made the decision based on finances. While Abraham said, "You know what? God has blessed me here. I can stay here." Dapat every time we make a decision, tanong natin, no, what will this do to my family? And let me read this to you, and I want you to hear this out. If decisions are based solely on financial decisions or bottom line, it would probably be a bad decision. Okay? Let me repeat. Huh? And I want you to, you know, record this, right? In your heart or in your 15-second Instagram. Okay? If decisions are based solely on financial bottom line, it would probably be a bad decision. And we've seen this happen to good friends who love the Lord. They're righteous just like Lot, but they made a decision to go a place where there's no church, where there's no spiritual family. What happens? They started fading away from their walk with God. Wala eh. Nag-based lang on financial decision. You know, it's sad today, especially in our culture, because usong-uso sa atin, we live in a fatherless generation. We have no Abrahams. We have no Lot. Our kids are growing up without father figures. And again, it's a warning, right? And it's a message. Our kids, they don't need dollars. They need dad, right? Ibig sabihin, kung iwi-weigh mo lang pera o anak, I'd rather go with family. Now, I know I'm making such a general statement, right? And I know it's case-to-case basis for a lot of us. But what I'm saying is, I hope you hear what I'm saying and not hearing what I'm not saying, okay? Kung iwi-weigh lang natin, I hope you prayerfully consider first before making any moves if it's only based on financial decisions. You know, ever since I've been in Victory as a young person, we've been taught about priorities. Kung ano dapat yung priority. Clear na clear. Youth leader pa lang ako. Wala pa akong girlfriend. Hindi ko alam kung may papatol sa akin noon. Pero tinuturo na sa amin noon. Priority number one, God. Your first relationship that's most important is God. Second is your wife. Okay? Third, kids. Fourth, work. Fifth, your hobbies or whatever. Right? But first is always God. You need to walk with God. And that's why I walk with God. I have a relationship with God. And Tammy has a relationship with God. Right? I read my Bible. Tammy reads her Bible. Right? It means we safeguard that. And we make sure our kids see us reading the Word and praying and worshiping and depending on God. And before making financial decisions or major decisions, we want to show them, first of all, our priority is God. Second is my wife, Tammy. Right? She is the second most important priority in my life. Tammy is my number two. Right? And Tammy is happy that she's number two. Because if Tammy becomes number one and Jesus becomes number two, we would fight a lot. All right? But if Jesus is one, there's forgiveness, there's love, there's grace. Right? And I don't want to make Tammy my God. So she's number two. Third is Aliana, Mika, and Isaiah. They're number three. Mommy is more important than my kids. Now, I love my kids. But mommy is more important. All right? We can make more kids. Okay? But I cannot make Tammy. All right? She's one of a kind. Yeah. All right. She's here. I love you, honey. All right. Four is work. My work as a pastor. I work as a pastor. Some of you work as business people. That's only number four. And I know some of you might be sad to hear this, but you're only fourth. You're not as important as you think you are in my life. Really. It means if you're crying and you call me and you're crying, and my kid is crying at the same time, you know I have to hang up first and call you after 10 minutes because I have to deal with my kid. Because she is more important than you. And I want you to be thankful for that. Because if you become number one in my life, I'm telling you, next year I won't be standing here. Okay? Next year I'll be somewhere else if I make you priority one or two or three. It would mess me up. It would destroy my credibility, and I could not shepherd the flock because I made you priority over my wife and my kids. Okay? It has to be clear. It means if Larry is crying, I have to... Larry, sorry. You can cry all you want, but my wife needs me and we're going on a date. Right? Can you wait? Can we schedule this crying tomorrow? Right? Because I know it can wait. Okay? Right. Ibig sabihin, please, on a Monday you call us, we won't answer. I'm sorry, because I have an important appointment with my kids and my wife on a Monday. It's my Sabbath. We go out. You can give me 50 missed calls and I won't answer. Right? Please, schedule your problems on a Tuesday. Okay? Not on a Monday. All right? Because, you know, they're important to us. And it's sacred for us. Ang hirap eh. If I give you Mondays, I have to wait one more week for my Sabbath again. And it's hard. That's why we're off on a Monday. All of us were off on a Monday. We don't talk about any work on a Monday. We have fun on a Monday. We spend time with our kids on a Monday. Kaya minsan may nagpapa-appointment on a Monday and I say, I'm sorry, I have an appointment. And then we'll see each other in Mega Mall with my daughter. And maybe she's thinking, so yan ang appointment mo. Ako sa loob-loob ko, oo, ito appointment ko. Yeah. Why? Because you're four. This is two or three. And they're more important. Right? And I hope you do the same thing with your family. Your family is more important than me. If I ask you for a meeting and you know it's your appointment with your wife, please bump me off. At least I don't work. Okay? Spend time with your wife and with your kids. They're important. You see, it's easy to compromise if we have wrong priorities. Hindi mo alam ano priority mo eh. So, kuha ka lang na kuha. Right? Because you don't know priorities. Here's what happened with Lot. Chapter 13, if you look. He lived near Sodom. Pitched his tent near Sodom. That's chapter 13. Genesis 14, Lot was now living in Sodom. after one chapter. Genesis 19, Sodom was now living in Lot's life. That's why when the warning came and they were going out, he took all of his sons and escaped. And even though they were out of Sodom, Sodom was inside his family already. Even his wife doesn't want to leave Sodom. And she looked back, right? Alam niyo na nangyari sa kanya. Pangalan pala niya, Pilar. Dahil naging Pilar of Salt siya. Okay, so, no? Because she can't move on. Sodom was living inside of their family. And you ask, how did that happen? Because daddy allowed it to happen. Daddy brought the whole family to Sodom. He had wrong priorities. In fact, after they escaped, the kids got drunk, according to Genesis 19. Wala na, labo na ng anak niya. Distorted ng pag-iisip. Yeah? Ni-rescue ka na ni Lord, naglasing ka pa. Diba? So, they were still living the lifestyle of Sodom, even though they were out of Sodom. Now, Lot was described as a righteous man who made a lot of dumb decisions that affected his family and generations beyond. Again, we can be Christians. Lot will be in heaven. Okay? Almost all of us here, I can't answer for everyone here, will be in heaven. But it won't guarantee that you have a good family. You have to be very deliberate, intentional, and to value your family and say, this is priority. Let's look at Noah. This is the real picture of Noah, okay? Now, Noah was respected the least by those who knew him the least, but respected the most by people who were closest to him. Ginagawa niya, Art, pinagtatawanan siya. Kalokohan niya ang ginagawa mo. Di nila alam ang ginagawa ni Noah. No? He was not respected outside. He was like, fanatic yan, radical yan, ba't ganyan yan? Hyper yan. Anong ginagawa niya? Nakikinig kay Lord. Ulan, ano nga yung ulan? Ark, ano bang ark? They don't even have a clue what Noah was doing. But inside, his family obeyed. His wife obeyed, even though it looks ridiculous. Noah saved his family. We'd always say, do not sacrifice family in the altar of success. And also, one of the things we grew up, the line that we've grown up hearing all the time, no amount of success at work can compensate for failure at home. So true. Yeah. If I were to choose, I'd choose both success, work and at home. But if I were to choose one, I'd rather choose success at home than success in the workplace. And that's a prayer. Lord, make me like Noah. Respected the least outside, but respected most by the people closest to him. Let's go back to Hebrews 11:7. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. Binild daw niya yung ark to save his family. And there are two key words here. Okay, number one, how did Noah save his family? Number one, faith in God. By faith. Okay? By faith, when everything seems ridiculous, by faith, Noah did it anyway. Faith in Christ should be a value in our family. Okay? Ibig sabihin yan, ibig sabihin ng value kasi, yung angat, sobrang importante siya. So, ang faith natin kay Lord, ang lakad natin kay Lord, the whole household, should be something we're valuing. Minsan kasi yan yung unang tinatanggal natin. Pag busy, di ba? Pag Sunday na lang, children's party, church, children's party. Di ba? Sayang yung loot bag. Di ba? So, yung anak natin, minsan parang nagugulan yung anak natin. Sabi, kids, church is important, ha? But for this Sunday, we have party, so we won't go to church. So, it messes up their priority. Okay. So, what's valuable? Right? So, that's why we have 9, 11, 2, 4, 6 p.m. services. May party ng 11, pwede ka mag-4. May party ng 4, mag-9, mag-11. It means, you know, we can make up all the excuses in this world if it's not of value to us. Faith is something that we should value. Yeah. That's why at home we read our Bible. The Bible is the most read book at home. Why? Our kids need to see that daddy and mommy's reading the word. Singles, develop that habit today, because one day you'll have kids and you want to develop that habit. Faith is celebrated at home, right? We value faith. Create an atmosphere of faith where faith is preached, practiced, and lived out at home. Friday, parang na-food poison ata ako Thursday. So, nagka-fever ako. Sakit ng katawan. Hindi ako matulog. Everything. Everything was really... I couldn't even explain the feeling. It was like I was listening to Justin Bieber music the whole day. Parang ganun yung feeling. Hirap na hirap ka. No, parang... And then, that was Thursday. Friday, at around 2 a.m., because I was asleep already by 10 p.m., but every hour, I would wake up. My second daughter woke up at around 2 because she had to wee-wee. So she went and wee-weed. And she went out of the girls' room, went to our room to go to the CR. And, oh, why are you here? You know, I want to wee-wee. And then she went back to her room. And so she went back to her room. I said, oh, I thought she was going to transfer to our bed. And so I went to her and I opened the room and she was sitting on the bed. And then I said, oh, why are you sitting on the bed? Lie down. She said, she looks at me like that. And I said, oh, I'm feeling better. I'm feeling better. I think it's gone. Then she said, sobra akong nakiyutan. Sige, dito ka nga, lipat ka na sa amin. Di ba? She was saying, I prayed for you. And that's why you're healed. There's an atmosphere of faith. And you want to have that. And you want to celebrate that. That's why the morning I had to share it to everyone. Why? To celebrate faith at home. Why? Faith is valued at home. By faith. Let's believe God for supernatural things to happen in our family. Remember this. A man of authority is a man under God's authority. You want to lead your family well? Are you under the lordship of Jesus Christ? Is Jesus the Lord of your life? Men, okay, I'm not saying men, okay? It's hard to lead your wife and your kids if you're not under the lordship of Jesus Christ. It's just hard. It's just hard to create an atmosphere of faith if you're not right with the Lord. Noah was right before the eyes of the Lord. Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Secondly, was the fear of the Lord. Holy fear. Ibig sabihin niya, hindi yung takot na natatakot ako, kundi dahil sa takot ko sa Diyos. He built an ark to save his family. There was a fear of God. It was in reverent fear that Noah constructed an ark to save his family. Ibig sabihin, it is that kind of fear of the Lord that makes you take radical steps to see that the Lord is exalted in your home to save your family. I'll do whatever it takes, Lord. Lord, I need your power. I need your grace. But I'll do whatever it takes, Lord, to make this happen. If you want godly kids, you've got to go and surrender yourself to the Lord and say, God, I cannot do this, Lord, but whatever it takes, whatever you command, Lord, I will do by your grace and power. But I need your help, Lord. Partner tayo dito, Lord. And that's what Noah did, 120 years partnering with the Lord, building that ark. There was the fear of the Lord that moved him to obedience. Now, please know this. Iba yung fear of the Lord saka fear of men. Ha? Ang kultura kasi natin, usong-uso yung fear of men. Ibig sabihin, ganun tayo sa pamilya natin minsan. May ginawa yung anak mo, anong sinasabi natin? Imbis na, oh, do you think it's right before the Lord? Ang lagi natin sinasabi, ano na lang sasabihin ng iba? Nakakaya naman yung ginawa mo. Ba't ka nag-Facebook na ganun, nagpa-party, tapos nakaganyan ka, tapos tatlo yung sigrilyo mo? Ano na sabihin ng iba? Di ba? Mali din eh, no? Tinuruan mo na mali pa. Why? You're pointing them to fear men and think what people would say rather than what God would say. But Noah moved in reverent fear. It was like, Lord, I'm doing this for you alone. And people are shouting, you're crazy, you're lunatic, you're radical, you're fanatic. It doesn't matter. Why? I do it in reverent fear of the Lord. Why? I'm saving my family. I don't care what they'll say. I'm saving my family. But for some, it's the other way around. You know? Ano na lang titingin nila sa pamilya natin? Bakit tayo ganito? Ba't ganyan suot mo? Magpalit ka, ano na lang sasabihin nila? Di ba? Mali yung natuturo natin. Hindi gospel yung natuturo natin. Hindi yung love ni Lord natuturo natin. Kung hindi, ang daming ano, yung, kung anong isipin ng iba, rather than anong tingin sa atin ni Lord. You see, faith in the Lord and fear of the Lord goes together. Right? That's why, ang taong may healthy fear of the Lord at may faith kay Lord, hindi sila consumed on what other people would think. And so what they teach to their kids is they point them back to the gospel. What Christ has done for us. It means, you know, you obey me, I love you. You disobey me, I love you. And it's that love that would transform you. And if that is celebrated in the home, what happens? Ano sabi ko, di ba nung una? Si Noah at Lot, ibang-iba yung pamilya, but they have one thing in common. They were both called righteous. Grabe no, controversial yung statement na yan ha. Si Lot righteous. In fact, if you read 2 Peter 2, verse 7 and 8, on two verses, three times it was mentioned that Lot was righteous. Pati ako parang nag, ha? Ituro sa akin dati. Si Lot pupuntang hell. Kasi nasa Sodom siya. Pero sinasabi dito, tatlong beses, kasi dati walang mga exclamation point, hashtag Lot is righteous, walang ganon. They had to repeat those words. And in two verses, repeated that Lot was righteous. The writer was saying, look at this. This guy made all the fatherhood blunders. And his family was not right before the Lord, but God still looks at him as righteous. Whoa! Saan galing yun? Di ba? Hindi ko rin alam. Pero we'll try to look at it. No? They had one thing in common. They were both righteous, even with all those blunders. Lot did not value family. Yes, he saved, but he did not value family. Noah was also saved, but he valued his family. Now the question is this. Ito yung good news dito, no? When God declared that Lot and Noah was righteous, gives us hope. Tama ba? Most of us here kasi pagka sinabi, kunyari may personal application question, so bro, ikaw, Noah ka ba or Lot? Lot, syempre. Di ba? Ganun na agad sagot mo eh. No? Alam mo na ang dami mong pagkakamali sa buhay eh. No? Lalo na pag nagbabasa ka ng mga parenting book. Ha, hindi ko to ginawa. Ha, hindi ko to ginawa. Murderer na anak ko nito. Di ba? Kasi nga hindi mo na ginawa lahat ng prinsipyo na sinulat sa libro eh. Di ba? Buti na lang doon yung grace ni Lord. Nasabi ni Lord, righteous pa rin si Lot. Oo, ang dami niyang pagkakamali. But there is hope. There is hope. And I hold on to that. Because even as a parent, sometimes I look at things and I say, oh, hindi ito naturo sa Victory, ah. Di ba? Oh, naku, nabasa ko to. Uy, bago to, ah. Hindi ko to ginawa sa anak ko. Uy, nahirit ko to sa anak ko. Anong mangyari? Baka forever, scarred na siya. There is hope. God looks at us as righteous people. It means there's grace available for us to make it up. Some of you, you've been in a bad marriage. There's grace available for you. For some, you've committed adultery and destroyed your family. There's hope for you. It means you have to start declaring again, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I have my failings. But Lord, we're deciding now by the grace of God to start this new path. Lord, I'm holding on to you from this day on. Lord, I don't want to be Lot. I want to be Noah. Lord, I thank you I'm righteous like Lot. Lord, but please make my family like Noah. It means there's hope. There's grace. We're all righteous before the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. That's how we become righteous. When Jesus, who had no sin, became sin, so that in Him we might become the righteousness. Binigay sa atin yung righteousness. Ganon yung nangyari kay Lot, saka kay Noah. Binigay sa kanila. So yung effect sa pamilya, itong application for us. Nakuha ni Lot, nakuha ni Noah. Si Noah, in-extend sa pamilya. si Lot, nilayo sa grace ni Lord, pumuntang Sodom. Kaya yun yung naging epekto. You can have a choice now to pitch your tent in Sodom. Yeah, you'll be saved. Yeah, you're righteous because of what Christ has done. But the effects of the decisions you'll make, you'll start to experience years from now. Warning of things not yet seen. Or you could be just like Noah. You know, he's not as righteous also as, maybe he's like everybody else. He just found favor in the Lord and the Lord gave him his righteousness. Pero nung natanggap ni Noah yung righteousness ni Lord, yung grace ni Lord, yun yung inano niya sa pamilya niya. To the point na wala na siyang pakialam ano sasabihin ng tao. Importante sa akin ano sinasabi ni Lord. And I hope that's the way we're going to save our family. By faith and by a healthy fear of the Lord, we would move in righteousness. It's never too late. I want us to watch this video of this guy who got saved in a radical way and then invited his family to receive Jesus into their lives. Let's watch this and we'll end in prayer.
Galing ako sa magulong pamilya. I cried out to God for help and asking Him to save me. Someone invited me to our church in Every Nation Charger. God spoke to me there, and after a month, umuwi agad ako ng Pilipinas, and I finally surrendered my life to our Lord Jesus Christ during one of our services. Sa church, I heard testimonies of family salvation. Pero for me, it's impossible for my family. Kasi si Dad, Iglesia ni Cristo. Si Ate, radical na Muslim. I have a brother na drug user and a dealer.
Usually, ganito ang ginagawa ko every Sunday. I invite my family for lunch and dinner. Then, I will invite them to the service after.
Nagkaroon ng Father's Day service and it was a God-given opportunity to invite my dad. Sabi ko sa kanya, Dad, I want to honor you. Treat kita ng dinner and movie, pero before that, mag-service muna tayo. Since then, my dad never misses service. In-invite namin ni Dad one by one ang mga kapatid ko. And as they heard the word, they all surrendered their lives to our Lord Jesus Christ. 8 of us in our family are now following Christ. If this happened to my family na parang wala ng pag-asa, it can happen to you. Family restoration and salvation indeed happens through the grace of God.
Right. This afternoon, we'll take a baby step. I know you've heard a lot, and sometimes it's hard to chew on everything that I just said. You can just review the podcast for the follow-up of what you need to do. But first things first. All of us here, we need to have first a revelation of the grace of God. Right? Genesis 6, Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. In Genesis 7, it says that Noah was... started to, you know, build the ark. And ibig sabihin, even before anything Noah did, he already found favor in the Lord. Lahat tayo dito, kailangan natin muna maintindihan yung father, yung love ni God eh. Iba eh, pag nakuha mo yung love ni God, it shatters all your questions about God. Iba pag may encounter eh. And then, that is the kind of love that you now give to your family. If you're a dad here, and you've never encountered the love of God, today's your day. We're going to pray that you'll encounter the love of God, that God would show His love to you in a supernatural way. For mothers, the same way. Single moms, the same way. That you would start to encounter the love of God. It's the same love that you'll now take home to your family. Now, if you're here today and you're the child and your parents are not here, you have a Christian duty. You've experienced the love of God. It means now you go home and you extend that love because you value family. Because you're saying, the same love I've received from the Heavenly Father is the same love now that I'll give to my earthly father and mother. That they would now see that there is something different about me because I've encountered the Lord. And now we would start to see healings happen in our family. We'll start to see forgiveness abound and grace abound in our family as we do that. Can I request everyone to please stand? We're going to pray right now. We're going to lift up our families to the Lord, and I want us right now just to be open to receive the love of the Father in our lives. Let's just bow down our heads and pray. Father, we come here today Lord, most of us, Lord, we can say, para kaming silat, hindi kami sinuwa. Lord, we've made all the mistakes. We've made all the blunders. Lord, we've not made you priority. Lord, sometimes at home, we're not respected. Lord, we've made so many decisions that are not according to Scripture. But Lord, if there's one common denominator between Noah and Lot, you've called them righteous. And if you're here today, and you know you've given your life to the Lord already, you're a Christian, means you're righteous, not because of what you've done, but because of what Christ has done. And you're here today and you're saying, you know, I'm a righteous man, but Lord, I want this righteousness spread in my family. I want right now that my family would experience the love, the grace of God. Maybe you're here today and for the longest time you've been running from God. Today's your day to experience the love of the Father. There is forgiveness. There's healing. Huwag kang madismaya. Huwag masabihin, wala nang hope. May hope. The reason you're here today is because there's hope. It's not an accident you're here. God brought you here. Your kids drag you here so that you can hear this message. And the Lord is opening your heart. And the Lord is opening up your spiritual ears to receive what God is going to say to you today. That He loves you. He's willing to forgive. And He's willing to restore families today. Don't say there's no hope. Don't challenge the power of God to move. There's hope in the Lord. If you're here today and you're believing God, and you're saying, God, I want to receive your love. I'm taking the first step to receive the love of the Father, to ask the Lord to come and do His work in me so that I could bring this love to my family. My family is not where it's supposed to be, and I'm not acting in righteousness. But Lord, today you've reminded me I am already righteous. And so Lord, I want to receive the love of the Father and give it to my family. If that's you, can you lift up your hands? I want to pray for you. Fathers, mothers, siblings, kids, doesn't matter who you are. If that's you, just lift up your hands and saying, I want to receive that love. Lord, I want to start, Lord, seeing my family restored by faith. Jesus, we come to you. Holy Spirit, we come to you, Lord, and we receive your love. Lord, even as you come, Lord, and start to do your work in us, Lord, you would even start to expose things in us. Lord, to see how depraved we are and how sinful we are so that we can experience the fullness of God's love and grace. Na walang kasalanan na sobrang laki na hindi kayang patawarin ng Panginoon. That there's no mistake that cannot be, you know, that cannot be redeemed. Lord, there's no choices that we made just like Lot that the Lord cannot turn around. Lord, you alone can turn around hearts, events, people. And so, Lord, we come to you by faith, just like Noah. When warned of things not yet seen, in holy fear we come. Lord, and we declare today, Lord, that we love you and we receive your love. Can you just pray that prayer? Lord, I receive your love. Lord, I receive. Can you just declare it right now? Lord, I receive your love. Lord, I may be like Lot, but I receive your love. Lord, I declare today that I am made righteous in Christ. And Lord, it is the same kind of love, Lord, that I want to show to my spouse, to my kids, to my parents. Jesus, come and heal families today. If you're believing God for family restoration, can you lift up your hands? Let's pray right now that God would start to do His work. Jesus, you see the hands of my brothers and sisters who are believing God for family restoration. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, that we would see a miracle work, Lord, of restoring hearts and relationship. Lord, of forgiveness and love to abound in families today. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would start, Lord, even every hand that's represented here. Lord, that you would use us as a catalyst, as the one, the instrument that God would use to bring about restoration in our families. Lord, that when we start praying for our families, they would experience a powerful presence of the Holy Spirit that would move upon their hearts, that they would also experience the love of the Father. Lord, I pray for forgiveness of sins over husbands and wives and fathers and sons and daughters. Lord, restoration, restoration, healing of relationships today in the name of Jesus. Lord, let there be an open heavens, Lord, even in our house today. Lord, sana pagpasok namin sa bahay, Lord, tonight, Lord, even as we dedicate our homes, Lord, that there would be, Lord, a different atmosphere. There would be an atmosphere of love and faith that would come over our homes. Lord, we call out the dads, Lord, today. Lord, that they would be spiritual fathers like Noah. Lord, who would take charge and say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Lord, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Lord, I will no longer lead my family to sin or to temptation, but we will serve the Lord and we will run to the Lord today. Lord, thank you, Lord. Even pray, Lord, for family salvation. For our parents who are not yet Christians, I pray, Lord, that this year there will be breakthrough that will happen. Lord, that parents would start getting saved. Lord, even our kids, Lord, who are far away from the Lord would come back to the Lord, that they would have an encounter with the Lord, that they would not be forced to go to church, but they would be, Lord, just wanting to go to church. They're wanting to have a relationship with the Lord. That there would be an encounter like never before. That there would be freshness, Lord, in relationships starting today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcast.